It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 39, and we're going to read down through the 32nd verse today. And so please open your Bibles that you can enjoy the study with us today. We're continuing the review during the construction of the tabernacle here. So please that you will open your Bibles, and I hope that you're to a place that you can do that. While you're opening your Bibles and preparing for the study, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that you will use that website. You'll find many studies and messages up there that hopefully will help your growth or help you to come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So please, now that you have opened your Bibles and prepare for the study, Exodus chapter 39, "And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen. And they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple, in the scarlet, in the fine linen, with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of his ephod that was upon it was of the same according to the work thereof of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. They wrought onyx stones enclosed in arches of gold graven as signets are graven, with the names of the children of Israel, and he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial for the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of cunning work, like the work of the ephod of blue and purple, and gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen. It was four square. They made the breastplate double. A span was the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row was a sardis, a topaz, a carbuncle. This was the first row. The second row was emerald, sapphire, and gold. The third row was ligure, an agate, an amethyst. The fourth row, beryl, and onyx, and jasper. They were enclosed in the arches of gold in their enclosings. And the stones were according to the name of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of the signets, every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends of the writhen of work of pure gold. They made two arches of gold, two gold rings, and put two rings in the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two wreathen chains was fastened in the two arches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And they made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate upon the border of it, and they was on the side of the ephod inward. And they made two other golden rings and put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, towards the fore part of it, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by his rings unto the rings of the ephod with the lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loosed from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and there was a hole in the midst of the robe, as the hole of an ephod, with a band round about the hole, that it should not rend. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet, and twined linen. They made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made a coat of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and for his sons, and a mitre of fine linen, and goodly bonnets of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine twined linen, and a girdle of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet of needlework, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like to the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And they tied unto it a lace of blue, to fasten it on high upon the mitre, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. Let's begin with prayer now after the reading of this wonderful scripture. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us your word, and we enjoy very much this study. I hope that all that are listening are enjoying it and, again, learning from it. Each time that you go over a scripture, we find that there is something there for us for that day. And so today is a day that you have given us. Now, please, dear Lord, that you will show us your way and will. Strengthen us today, dear Lord, please. I just ask that you will guide and lead us. Those that are lost, that for whatever reason have not come by faith to you, please, dear Lord, today that they will come, that you will call and they will come. And please, dear Lord, that'll be today. And then, dear Lord, this span of life that we have, please that we will serve you during that time, that we come to you early in our life and we'll serve you every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been through this back in the 28th chapter much of this, and some of it has moved up into the chapter 31. And so as we repeat this again, we're going to just take our time and look at the garment that we find Aaron to wear, the one that his sons wore, were similar, but not so extravagant, not so beautiful. If you'll notice, it said a curious girdle. It shows us the beauty of it, how gorgeous it was, and how magnificent it was. And I want you to see, as we look here at the very, very beginning of this section of Scripture, and maybe out of all the things that we're going to look at here, this maybe is one of the most important. The clothing here, and of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made clothes of service to do service in the holy place. Now, through the whole study today, I want you to be thinking about that. Because, my friend, you're saved for a reason. You're saved to honor God, to serve God, to praise Him. And it seems as though today that we don't have that. We seem to think that God owes us something. He owes us nothing. He owes us nothing. His mercy is so great towards us that it just can't be measured. And if you says, well, you know, God's not hearing me, God's not listening, oh, my friend, He most certainly is. And he is waiting for that invitation to come into your heart. You see, God does not force himself in. He waits for the invitation. And once you invite him in, then it's a wonderful day. A day that is a day that lasts forever. A glorious day, a day of joy, of happiness. The day of knowing your sins have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. But my friend, we have been clothed the day we come to Jesus Christ. We have been clothed with the right, clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And so he gives us an opportunity to put on an armor to do his service, to do what is needed to be done here upon earth. He gives us this, and it's all given that we may serve. And so please, please, if you've been a little on the lazy side, if you've been neglecting and you go to church on Sunday morning and that's it, and you think, boy, I've done my part, you haven't done anything, my friend. There is much work to be done. There's many folks to share the gospel with. There's much work around the church to do. Oh, please, please don't use the excuse that I'm too tired, I'm too old, I don't know what I can do. There is so much to do, my friend. And if you just become usable, God will use you. A preacher years ago says, you know, you get usable, God will wear you out. He doesn't wear you out. He gives you the strength to work each day. And you don't have burnout whenever you come to Christ and you serve him the way that you're supposed to serve him. And that is depending upon him, studying his word, getting his strength. When you have burnout, why, it's because somebody's doing everything on their own power and their own strength. And so I want you to see that in that first verse. We begin with the ephod in verse 2. And so when we take a look at this ephod, this too was a garment of service, is what it was kind of known for. We have two ephods that are listed in the scripture. One is a linen ephod and the other is a golden ephod. And so this was a golden ephod. It was a short coat without sleeves, and it buttoned very closely to Aaron, to his body. And again, it was a curious girdle, and very magnificent in its making, in its colors. And so it was a very wonderful part. And I don't know, you know, if you've ever seen a picture of the of what folks think that this garment looks like, and again, it is just of people's thought as we look through these scripture verses. But you have the mitre, of course, is his hat, you know, and then the breastplate is just lays upon the breast. It lays across. The ephod lays shortly, it lays right below that on the front, and then you have the robe below, and then this embroidered coat that is attached to that. And so that kind of gives you some idea here of what this beautiful garment that Aaron is wearing here. And we have read through each parts of it here, and we find that much of it is with the gold, blue, purple, scarlet, fine twine linen, and then we find that much of it is made from the gold rings, clasps, things like that that are there. And as we look at this now, in this ephod, as we see that and take a look at that, we find that it is a thing again of much beauty. As we come down below that now, the ephod, and we did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and the scarlet and the fine twine with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it and to couple it together with the two edges was it coupled together. And then the girdle of the ephod as we look at that, it seems to be a band that is encircling right at the waist, and it was made again of the same gold, blue, purple, fine twine linen. And then we have wrought onyx stones enclosed, and this setting of gold graven as signets are engraved with the names of the children of Israel. And so as we look at this this ephod, we think of the breastplate that is present and all the wonderful things that are there. But many times as we look at the different levels, and it is kind of one comes over the other and over the other and over the other, as it's kind of the layered look, I guess, if you would want to speak of it that way. And so we look at it now, and we just kind of somewhat get this in your mind. But first we have the ephod, and then the girdle, and as the as we put them on the shoulders of the ephod, they should be stones for the memorial in the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded. And so we find much on the this ephod and the girdle as it ties it together. And we realize as we look at these different things, again, breastplate, ephod, robe, the embroidered coat, the mitre, and the girdle are the different articles that we have here. And as we look now at the a little more at the ephod before we go on, the holes at the top of the head, everything that is put on here must be right. It is something of very beautiful. It is not to be worshipped in any manner. It has its purpose. You know, a lot of times that will do things or wear things that bring attention to us. This here, everything had its purpose. And so as we looked at the ephod, then the robe of the ephod, as we look at that, we need to understand that each part goes together. It all has a wonderful purpose, and that is to show us our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we look at the ephod, again, a garment of service. The breastplate really serves as an emblem of honor. It also speaks of judgment. And so, now, wrought in onyx stones and enclosed in these settings of gold, graven as signets, are engraven with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for memorial for the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded. Now, each part of this is kept in certain ways and attached in certain ways, and everything has its purpose, and we find here for a memorial. Now, let's go on to the breastplate. The breastplate of cunning work, like the work of an ephod of gold and blue and purple, scarlet, fine twine linen. See, much the same. It's four square, and the breastplate double. A span was the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set the four rows of stones. So you see, first we have the ephod and the embroidered work, and the names written in the ephod. And then we have the breastplate. Now, the breastplate, we have something that is across the chest of the high priest, and we have some most beautiful stones that are embedded in this breastplate. We are so close to the heart of God. And God carries us, God loves us, and God cares for us. And as we look at this this breastplate, it is the richest piece of clothing. It is designed, again, with a kind of a front and a back. It's doubled. It fastens to the ephod with chains of gold, both at the top and the bottom. So you see the ephod first is the first garment, and we have embroidered upon the shoulders. The embroidering of the ephod itself is kind of an apron affair. All speaks of the house of Israel. It is never separated. It is attached to the ephod. And again, the ephod was a garment of service. The breastplate is of judgment, but also an emblem of honor. And the two must never be separated. You know, people are not allowed to go into the Holy of Holies. They cannot go into the very presence of God. The common people could not go in. It wasn't an option. It wasn't a place for them to go. And yet, the high priest, when he would go in on the Day of Atonement and go all the way into the Holy of Holies and take his fingers and sprinkle the blood seven times across the Ark of the Covenant and upon the mercy seat, because that's how we have mercy, is because of the blood of Jesus, and that's what that represented. Do you know that when the high priest went in, he had the names represented in the tribes, but he had the names of every individual that was within that camp he had before him, and he represented all 12 tribes when he would go in. And you know, my friend, when we have, as believers, we are here on earth. We can't go into the throne of God right now. Physically, we can't go there. We can't enter into this holy place. And yet, by faith, we can go right to the throne of God, because our Savior, Jesus Christ, takes us into this heavenly place, just the same as the high priest took them into the Holy of Holies. What a wonderful picture we have as this high priest goes in to the holy place and on into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, representing us, has us on his shoulders, has us on his breast. We are represented just as our Savior carries us right to the throne of God, right to our Father. Each tribe was engraved in those most precious stone to signify, you know, how precious in God's sight they are and how precious we are. No matter how small, how poor, if you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him, God looks upon you as being so precious. And even, my friend, if you haven't been saved, God has shown his love towards you that you today would come by faith to him and be saved. He loved you first, because, my friend, when you're lost, there is no love in you. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. So the high priest had the 12 tribes of Israel in two places, upon the shoulders, power, upon the breast, being love. What a wonderful picture we have just in this small section here. We did not go through last time back in the other chapters. We went through what each one of these stones would represent, but every one of them, not one was more beautiful than the other. And so as we look at this small picture here of the high priest, we've looked at the tabernacle itself always, but this Holy of Holies is that small room, that 15 by 15, where God promised to come and meet with the nation of Israel. And so what a wonderful picture that we have here. Now, and that tells us here in the 14th verse, if you're able to read with me, Exodus 39:14, the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of the signet, every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. And they made up on the breastplate chains at the end of the wreathen work of pure gold, and they made two arches of gold. And so as we look at this, the means of all this this coming together and the setting, and that's what that's talking about there. These, I can't imagine how beautiful that this this was as the high priest. He did not wear this all the time. But whenever he would perform the service that God had called him to do, he would put this on, and it was put on properly. If he would put it on incorrectly, the second that he would walk into the Holy of Holies, he would die. If he would have went into the Holy of Holies ever without the blood, he would die. And so it's so important. Now, we don't have the real feeling here of how everything went. I mean, again, some people have tried to make a picture of it so that we can kind of get an idea just a little bit. One ties to the other, one lays over the other. And so it's a beautiful picture as we look at this. But, and we find at the hem, we can go all the way down now to the lower part of the robe of the ephod. See, everything is seems to be built around the ephod. And so we have this beautifully embroidered robe. And then at the lower part of that, then, is this embroidered coat. And with that, then, we have the robe, the hem of the robe of pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet and twined linen. And it seems that they have made this this hem around, and within that hem we have a pomegranate and a bell, a golden bell. And so as the high priest would go in and be ministering and coming before God on behalf of the people, why, we had this this wonderful a sound, and so around the skirt of the robe were hung these bells and these pomegranates, and it added beauty to it, and it also added sound. The bells would ring when the priest was working, and oh, what a wonderful wonderful part. You know, it should bring attention to the folks that were near the service that was going on that day. And so again, it's so important that all were everything was put on correctly in the right manner. And you know, we need to come before our God clothed correctly. You know, we need to possess the righteousness of Christ. You know, if we don't possess that, why, we cannot come before God. Many people talk about how they've prayed to God and God has answered their prayer and all those things. My friend, if you have never come by faith to Jesus Christ and accepted that free gift of salvation, and in doing that, you must come before Him, and you must recognize that you're a sinner. You must recognize that you're lost, that you're separated from God. God cannot look upon sin. God cannot, forgive a sin. It has to be taken away. And He did that through His Son, the Lord Jesus. So would you please today come to Him? Please today call upon Him. And we find that all this wonderful work, the needlework, everything, and then the mitre, this wonderful crown that was upon the head of the high priest. What a beautiful thing of beauty! Again, fine linen, blue, purple, scarlet, needlework that was a part of it, and then we have holiness to the Lord is hung upon the front of it. And all this was done, everything was finished, and we find that in verse 32 here, and then it kind of comes through just a little bit of a general statement to finish out the chapter of chapter 39, and then all we have is chapter 40, and then we're going to finish this book of Exodus. I'm sure glad that I hope that in just seeing the high priest come forward into this with his proper robe on, that you can see that what a wonderful picture that is of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, as he goes before God the Father on our behalf, and what that allows us to do. It's so wonderful to be a child of God and to serve our Lord. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?